This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. In many ways, our ability to fear keeps us safe. It's our brain's way of telling us to steer clear of danger. In the new novel by New Hampshire author Jeremy Robinson, Mirror World, we're introduced to a character who feels no fear. Something has happened to him, he can't remember what, that prevents him from feeling what we all feel from time to time. And when he wakes to a world he doesn't seem to fully understand, he sees a world that is ruled by fear. Mobs of people, both in New Hampshire and around the world, are protesting the things they fear, and they're haunted by a mysterious darkness that points to an alternate and terrifying reality. Jeremy Robinson joins me now to talk about Mirror World. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So it seems like we should be having this conversation now about fear,
yeah.
Given what's happened in Paris and the response, fear of terrorism, fear of refugees. I don't know if it's fair to say if you've written some kind of parable about fear and written it sort of disguised as a thriller.
Yeah. When I first started writing this book, it was with the idea of crazy being fearless.
But I crazy being the name of the protagonist.
Crazy is the main character, whose real name is Joseph. He was kind of this fearless character, and I read an article in Psychology Today about a woman who had damaged amygdalas, the part of the brain that regulates fear. And they were just telling what daily life was like for her and how she would cross a street without looking both ways. She'd have no fear of reaching down and picking up a rattlesnake. And so I really started thinking about what would life without fear look like and what would be the positive ramifications of that and what would be the dangerous ramifications of that. So I just really started thinking about fear and life and started paying more attention to it, especially in regard to the news, and just noticing how much fear is almost used like a weapon now to motivate people and to get people to do what other people want. It was almost accidental in the way that the story came out of Crazy, the character, rather than coming up with a plot first. This was really my first character-driven novel where the character came first and the plot came out of him. It was interesting to see how the story evolved in terms of fear and the exploration of fear and what it means for our lives.
And in Crazy's case, Crazy with the capital C,
yes.
This character, he tends to not fear confrontation. He's fighting and he's winning. Like, he's cleaning up.
Yes.
Like, he is very good at defending himself. And he feels that need, though at times he's not sure why.
Part of the interesting thing about a man who fights and just interacts with people who feels no fear, he's willing to fight dirty. He feels no social fear, so he also is willing to say what is on his mind. There's no filter for Crazy. So he does and says things that the rest of us maybe think about doing or saying, but he can just unload it all, and the consequences for his action never cross his mind.
Though he can't really remember anything that occurred a year prior to the start of the novel, so he doesn't know exactly why he's this superior fighting machine.
Exactly, yeah. In addition to having no fear, he has no memory up to a year, and that's part of what we learn throughout the novel and what he learns as he progresses.
So do you think this is also a story about memory?
To a lesser extent. But yeah, it's what would a man with no fear make of the world if he had no previous knowledge of it? And I think that's part of what allows him to understand the fear that the world is feeling. Where in the real world that we all live in, we have our whole lives to look back on and news and events around the world that kind of shape our fear. And tell us how to react to that fear. He doesn't have that, so he's actually able to see the possibilities that the rest of the world is not open to because of traditional fear, I guess.
Do you think the world right now, not necessarily in your book, but in the world right now as we know it, is there just way too much of it, way too much fear?
Absolutely. And we're just always responding to fear with more fear. We create it and we expand upon it and we react with violence most of the time, rather than stopping and considering other possibilities and maybe seeing all the sides of an issue. We just go right to reacting.
Mm-hmm. The rational part of our brain could do a lot for us if
yes.
we tried to not feel fear.
Right. So if we were fearless like Crazy, he's definitely a violent man in the way that he reacts to some things, but he also has no fear guiding him to make quick decisions in the wrong direction that are based solely on fear.
I want to talk a little bit more about the monster element in this book. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a fascination of yours, not just in this book, but in some other stuff that you've written. What draws you to the monster motif?
That's hard to say. I grew up watching science fiction and monster movies, and that was really a huge part of my childhood. As an adult, and especially with Mirror World, I think monsters, and I'm attracted to monsters because they help us process fears. Even before I wrote Mirror World, that was always been a theme. And so like monsters like Godzilla, it was created post-World War II Japan. And so Godzilla helps Japan process the horrors of the nuclear bomb. Godzilla was spawned from radioactivity, and so it's helped Japan process that. And I think that modern monsters also help us process this. And in Mirror World, the Dread could very easily be said our representation of terrorism. And it's even, you know, terror and dread, they mean the same thing. And so I think monsters nowadays really help people process those fears of the world, whether it be terrorism or nuclear war or Donald Trump's hair.
Is this a subject that you'll be revisiting in your future works?
In the sense that all of my books are in part meant to make people feel afraid, yes. In as depth as Mirror World, I'm not sure. When I wrote Mirror World, I hadn't intended to explore fear quite as deeply and as an analogy like I did in Mirror World. So it's almost like we'll see. I don't know ahead of time when I start writing a book what exactly it will look like when I'm done. So,
well, Jeremy, thank you very much for coming and talking about Mirror World.
Thanks for having me.
That is Jeremy Robinson. His new book is called Mirror World. And for a list of the top 5 books on Jeremy's bookshelf, visit nhpr.org. And we are always ready to hear your book recommendations, so don't be afraid. Send us an email. Tell us the book, your name, and your town, and why you'd like to recommend it. That email address to send your recommendation is books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.